A bill that would allow citizens to go to court to enforce state water pollution laws faces fierce opposition from farmers. As VPR's John Dillon reports, similar provisions exist in federal law, but the farm community in Vermont says now is not the time to expose farmers to more financial or legal risk.
Sheldon dairy farmer Bill Rowell is waiting for his fields to dry out, so he traveled last week from Franklin County to Montpelier for a little lunch and lobbying under the Golden Dome.
Things are great, really, except for the getting paid part. And then you have some disingenuous business in the state house from time to time that you have to come and tend to.
The getting paid part is a familiar story for farmers facing another year of low milk prices, a financial squeeze that led to 16 farms closing last month. The disingenuous business Rowell is working on in the state house is legislation that would allow citizens to sue polluters under state clean water law. Farmers like Rowell are upset, saying they are already making substantial investments to comply with pollution controls to reduce phosphorus runoff from their farms. And they say now is not the time to add even more risk to their businesses.
It's unfair to the farm. I mean, I think the legislative body has gone out of their way over the past couple of years to put rules in place to ensure clean water in the future and to do something about cleaning up water today.
Rowell chairs the Vermont Dairy Producers Alliance, which represents both farms and farm-related industry. The group has a lobbyist working the halls of the State House, and Rowell met last week with lawmakers and Governor Phil Scott. But he hasn't convinced Senator Chris Pearson, a Burlington Progressive Democrat who serves on the Senate Natural Resources Committee.
What we're really talking about is not a lot of lawsuits.
Pearson says the fears of being sued are overblown. That's because a citizen contemplating a suit has to give 90 days' notice of the potential legal action. That gives a state agency and the polluter time to address the problem. If the problem is fixed, the citizen can't sue. Pearson says the bill is needed because state agencies lack the resources to do the necessary enforcement.
We don't have the personnel to enforce our laws in far too many cases. And we have decades of clean water work to come. And so let's empower citizens to be partners with us.
But Rowell says farmers already face new permit requirements to reduce manure from running off into streams and lakes. And he says the bill does not expressly prohibit someone from being sued, even if they're complying with a state permit.
Why would anyone encourage a suit like this or an action like this, a citizen's right of action? If you have a problem, talk with the Agency of Natural Resources or the Agency of Agriculture or whatever agency would pertain to your complaint. And that should be good enough. The agencies have gotten to the point where they're tenacious about enforcement.
Farmers are on edge over the legislation and flooding lawmakers with messages of concern. But Chris Killian of the Vermont Office of the Conservation Law Foundation notes the bill does not target farmers, but would apply to any polluter, regardless of their business.
It's a tried and true approach. Only those that are violating the law and harming our environment need to be concerned about it.
Lawmakers dropped the citizen suits language from a bill that recently advanced that raised money to pay for water cleanup programs. But the provision is still alive in other legislation. So farmers and clean water activists will be working the State House until lawmakers go home this spring. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.